This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on the pure gospel. And I just want to start by reading Revelation 2:25, and it says, "But hold fast what you have till I come." This is Jesus talking to the church. And again, chapter 3, verse 11, "Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown." And so certainly this infers that if we don't hold fast to some essential truths, we could end up losing our reward, losing our crown. And none of us want to see that happen. And so this is the age-old challenge we face in terms of holding fast to the eternal truths of God's word and not compromising them in order to fit in with a generation that has lost our way, as our one clearly has, particularly in an age that's becoming increasingly disconnected from biblical truth. It's important that we keep the gospel pure, that we hold fast to the message, and that we don't change it in order to fit in or avoid persecution. And as I said, this is the age-old challenge that we face, to reach out to those in darkness and yet remain in the light, to speak of God's grace and yet not be silent about God's holiness. John 1 and verse 17 says, "For the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." This is why I don't accept the excuse, "I just want to love people and preach the gospel." Well, what constitutes preaching the gospel? A gospel that calls all men to repentance, holiness, and faith in Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Because this is the danger. While at times the gospel is being preached, it's not pure. It's not free of other things added on by mortal man. Matthew chapter 24, and here Jesus is talking about the end times. You know, Jesus warned us in this chapter of the dangers that we will face in the end days: deception, lies, and betrayal. And yet, in the midst of the darkness, the light will still shine and the gospel will still be proclaimed. And as he sat in the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm the Christ,' and will deceive many." And so here Jesus acknowledges in the end times that many will be deceived. And we're seeing this on a mass basis through mass media, you know, many lies and so much propaganda and misinformation, misrepresentation, confusion. And so, you know, Jesus said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." And that word deceive means to wander off course. So if you don't watch yourself, you can be taken off course by false teaching or false teachers. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm the Christ,' and will deceive many." And so again, they're lying, because he said they'll come in my name, but it's not me. "Saying, 'I'm the Christ,' will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." So again, we see here Jesus acknowledging, you know, the wars, the devastation, the famines, the polarization that we're witnessing in real time in our society, the division, the hatred, the violence, the desensitization to violence and evil, and again, the deception. "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved." And verse 14, and this is where I find hope in the midst of all of this just litany of devastation and deception and evil and wickedness. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." And so there can be no end until the gospel is taken to the world. In the midst of the darkness, the light will shine even brighter. So in the midst of the lawlessness and the wickedness, the confusion and the violence and the desensitization to that violence, the hardness in people's hearts, we have this glorious promise that the gospel will be preached in all the world and then the end will come. And so we have this promise that the gospel will be proclaimed. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. And, you know, I would encourage you, if you've missed last week, to just go back and listen to the teachings, because I do think this is a very significant series and one that's very timely, particularly considering the days that we are in. So 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. And if there's any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. So here Paul, from the very beginning of this chapter, is, you know, addressing deception. Verse 3, as I urged you went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some, that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies which cause disputes, rather than godly edification which is in faith. And now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. And so we see here just Paul acknowledging, you know, by the Spirit, just how people can go off course so quickly. But I love verse 11, where it says, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And so we've been given a sacred trust, privilege and honor. And yet with great privilege comes great responsibility. And we must understand that. And, you know, that word trust, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, that word in the Greek is pistio, which means to have faith in, upon, credit, to entrust, believe, commit, to put in trust with. And so God has entrusted us with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the new living that comes from the glorious good news entrusted to me by our blessed God. The ESV, according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And so we must understand that God has entrusted this message to us. It is the message that answers the deepest questions and needs that mankind have. And therefore, we must be faithful in how we handle the Word of God. We must be faithful in how we handle the Bible, and we must be diligent in studying it and learning and memorizing it and proclaiming it to our generation. For the need is great and the time is short and the labors, they are few. And we must play our part in taking this message to the world, because truly it's a pure gospel. And we must ensure that it stays that way, that we don't change or compromise in any manner, but take it to all mankind. Jesus is the answer. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.